This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We began yesterday, you might recall, with the realities of supply and demand in this coronavirus economy, oil specifically. We begin today with a related but slightly more direct concept, pricing. Ventilators are the commodity in question now. There aren't enough of them. More states want them because more people are going to need them. And the market is making itself heard. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at ventilator pricing dynamics in a pandemic.
Pretty much every day, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, says the same thing in his press briefings. The states all need ventilators, and there aren't enough, so they've been competing.
You now literally will have a company call you up and say, well, California just outbid you. It's like being on eBay with 50 other states bidding on a ventilator.
California bids, Illinois bids, Florida bids, New York bids.
California rebids. That's literally what we're doing. I mean, how inefficient.
Now, it's common for states to bid against each other for things like police cars and fire trucks and corporations. Ben Brunges teaches public policy at the University of Washington.
States competed over attracting Amazon, and they compete over attracting other sorts of businesses all the time.
But in an emergency situation, things are different. Because we're not talking about corporate tax incentives. These are ventilators that states and hospitals desperately need. It's life and death. And there's no choice. Each state has to keep paying whatever it takes. They're on their own. Bill Glasgow is the head of state and local initiatives at the Volcker Alliance.
This is one of those warlike situations where you wouldn't want to have 50 states bidding for defense supplies. It would just make no sense when it's a national problem.
The Trump administration could centralize things and put a stop to the bidding war. Ben Brunges again.
The federal government could easily step in and say, governors, stop bidding. We're going to buy these things and give them to you.
For now, states have mostly had to fend for themselves. FEMA recently got involved, but it's essentially just joined the bidding war for ventilators, in some cases bidding against states like New York and Massachusetts and winning. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.